This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Americans usually eat salad at lunch or dinner, but a current food trend involves salad for breakfast. In this edition of Vital Signs, Isabella Ferrari, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System, talked with me about this idea and the advantages of salad for breakfast. Does it really matter what items you choose for breakfast as long as maybe they come from certain groups?
It doesn't matter. I would say try to include all three, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins in every meal.
So why salad for breakfast as opposed to lunch or dinner?
That's a good question, and I don't have an answer. But I like to say this is a trend that I would back up. It's not like all these fat diets like, oh, let's drink juice instead of a whole meal. It's actually making healthy meal out of a meal that could maybe not be that healthy, you know, pancakes for breakfast or waffles, and they add all this extra sugar to it. So if you're telling me that you're going to substitute that for a salad, which is way healthier than that, then I'm going to say, yep, I'm up for that.
Now, admittedly, I have been known to do a salad at breakfast if I'm in a rush, and some of the convenience stores now sell the fresh salads, but that's a salad that you could eat any time. How would a breakfast salad differ from that?
Well, it doesn't have to differ. Like, you know, it works for you. So that's a great thing that you can keep doing. Like you said, it can be an easy fix for breakfast. Like you can just grab a healthy salad. But you can add fruits or cottage cheese or a hard-boiled egg. That usually makes it feel more like a breakfast.
So what would be a typical breakfast salad then?
Depends on what works for you. But something that I would like to try, and I'm actually thinking about it, is just spinach, strawberry, cottage cheese, and walnuts. Walnuts can be the healthy fats. Protein, which is the cottage cheese, and then you have your carbs, which is the fruit and the spinach.
Is there anything you should avoid on a breakfast salad?
There's things you should avoid in every salad. High-fat salad dressings like ranch or any really store-bought dressing, they add salt, sugar, and fat to the dressing. So that's something we want to avoid. We can do our own homemade dressing or just use olive oil and lime or lemon. Also, salty meats, bacon or maybe ham, those are usually high in sodium and we would want to avoid them.
All of that taken into account, what would be the advantage of salad for breakfast?
First, you're using a salad instead of a high-fat, high-sugary breakfast that can be like the waffles or the pancakes. Then you're getting a lot of fiber if you add all the fruits and vegetables, and there's a lot of benefits to fiber. It also makes us feel fuller during the day, which means, you know, we're not going to get hungry as fast.
Would it help you lose weight if you're attempting that?
Yes. So fiber can help with that just because, again, it doesn't, you don't feel hungry, so you're not going to overeat. And then if before you were eating the salads, you were eating a high sugary, high fat breakfast, when you're adding the salad, that's going to usually have less calories than that other breakfast. So you're probably going to lose some weight. It's a great benefit.
I know we should never eat too much of any one thing, but is there a limit as to how far we want to go with how often we would eat a salad, say, for breakfast?
I don't think there's a limit. I think sometimes if people eat too much fiber, they can start also having GI problems or, you know, going to the bathroom a little more than normal. But that depends on the person. And usually we don't get enough fiber. We need like from 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. And I think the national average right now is like, you know, like 12 to 15 or something.
Listen, is salad for breakfast better than traditional breakfast, or is this just an interesting alternative?
And it depends on what you were eating before. If you were normally eating like a bowl of cereal for breakfast, then yes, I would say salad would be, you know, the best thing to do. If you were having, you know, two eggs with whole wheat bread and maybe a piece of fruit or a serving of fruit, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. But it's a thing to think about, especially if you don't eat salads during the day.
Isabella Ferrari, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.